Okay, we're doing Ilchot Tfilin, the 10th chapter in Kitzur Shanuach Mekor Chaim, Halacha Chet. Tfilin Shel Rosh Tov Liotam Gluim Venirim. The Tfilin Shel Rosh should be revealed and visual, they should be seen. V'sheyad Roi Sheyum Chusim. And the hand Tfilin, it's preferable, they should be covered. Today they put them with the special box that covers it. Mishum Sheh, you could put down your sleeve on top of it, so long as the sleeve doesn't get in between the Tfilin and your arm. Mishum Shenema V'aya Lecha Leot V'lo L'Acherim Leot. The Pasuk says it should be for you for a sign, so we say you, it's no one else's sign. So it's a private, it has to be, it's preferable, it should be covered. Aval Meikar Dinim Yesh Sibah Sheino Echol L'Chasot Shel Yad. But really, if there's a reason why he cannot cover the Shel Yad, or Sheino Echol L'Galot Shel Rosh, or if he can't uncover the Shel Rosh, En Shum Yikuv B'Davar, that's not Ma'akev. That's not critical. If you could, that's the preferable way of doing it. Halacha tet, imaniach tefillin kam pamim biyom, if one dons tefillin a few times a day, tzich levarech lehem kol pam. Every time he dons them, he should make a blessing. Achim kshechalatz otam miabdato lachzov l'anicham. But if when he took them off, he thought he's going to put them right back on, in tzich lachzov levarech. He does not have to make another blessing. Yud, mekom halacha tefillin shel yad bezru ha-smol. We put the tefillin on the arm, the left arm, bebasar tefuch shebe'etzem. On the flesh that's, so to speak, swollen, that's big around the bone. And that's at the height of the arm, at the height of the muscle, what we call the kiboret. And one has to have the tefillin a drop tilted towards the body. So that when you place your arm down, the tefillin will be opposite his heart. And then we're in fulfillment of the verse. These words will be on your heart. So if the tefillin are a drop tilted, so when you put your arm down, then the tefillin are literally, almost literally, on one's heart. Halacha Yud Aleph. Yadek al tzua heitiv. One should tighten the strap well. Kedei shelo yezuz ha-tefillin min kumo b'meshach zman ha-tefila. So that the tefillin don't move from their spot during the prayer. Now, don't do it so well that you stop the circulation. I mean, you have some kids who do it so tight that the whole arm is purple. There are those who go with Kabbalah that they tighten the yud of the strap with the tefillin. They wrap that up, even though the yud might be tied into the tefillin. Then you pull the strap down and you wrap it around the arm 7 times, 7 whole wrappings. And then one swiftly dons the tefillin shel rosh. Then you wrap it 3 times around the middle finger. That's the finger that's called the ama. So we wrap it 7 times down the arm, and then we put on the shel rosh, and then we wrap it 3 times around the middle finger. Halacha Yud Bet. Mekom halachat tefillin shel rosh. Where do we don the head tefillin? Mitchilat ikarei tzmichat ha-se'ar. From the place that the roots of the hair start growing. Bametzach. That place on the forehead. Meaning the tefillin can be placed from where there are root hairs. Ad sof ha-makom shemuchos she-tinok ofes. Till where the pulse of baby is felt, that's called the fontanelle. V'yem chuvan v'emtza rosh, the tefillin have to be aligned in the middle of one's head, kedei she-yeh ben ha-inayim, so that it corresponds to in between the eyes. V'akesho machorei ha-rosh, and the knot in the back of the head, yeh b'emtza oref, should be in the middle of the back of the head. Shu sof ha-gulgolet, that's the so to speak, the end of the skull. V'yishtadesh tiyar tzoha makeft et ha-rosh, mitzumtzemt umchuven teitev lemidat hekef ha-rosh. One has to take care that the strap around one's head is exactly the right size, so he has a correct fit around his head. Because if it's fit on tightly, then it's as though he ties it as a sign around his head. Because when he tightens the shorosh on his head, that's what the Torah says. Tie it on your head. We don't open up the knot and retie it, but we should tighten it on. If it's on tightly, then when we're tightening it on the head, we're in fulfillment of tying it on our head. Ve'od, and furthermore, sha'az lo yazuz mim komo, then it doesn't move from its place, ve'lo yiplu klapimata, and they won't fall down to one's forehead or down to one's neck.